Good morning, Oregon. I'm Finn J.D. John, Finn at OffbeatOregon.com, and this is the Daily Offbeat Oregon History Podcast. Since it's Wednesday, we're going to be reading something from 2010 today. Thank you for loading me down and queuing me up, and I hope you enjoy the show. Today I have a shipwreck story for you. It's the story of the spectacular 1910 shipwreck that gave Boiler Bay its name. Lit up from stem to stern like a torch, the wooden steam schooner J. Marhoffer slammed into the rocks after its crew pointed it landward and abandoned ship. The rusty boiler still visible at low tide. And there's a piece of the Marhoffer stuck in the bluff above. This story was first published on April 11th of 2010. Here we go. Just north of the picturesque little central coast town of Depot Bay is a place called Boiler Bay. It's named after what remains one of the most spectacular shipwrecks in American history. The J. Marhoffer was a 175-foot, 600-ton steam schooner built at John Lindstrom's shipyard in Aberdeen, up in Washington's Grays Harbor, in 1907. On May 18, 1910, she was still practically brand new and was coming back to her home port in Portland after a run to San Francisco, when an assistant engineer working on a gasoline-burning blowtorch accidentally overpressurized it and blew the thing up. This likely would have been far less of a problem had the J. Marhoffer been an older coal-powered ship. She was not. She ran on oil, and the engine room contained enough of it spattered on the walls that by the time the badly burned assistant engineer recovered his wits, the whole place was on fire. Captain Gustav Peterson asked someone to open the valves and flood the engine room, but by then the heat of the fire had made the valve handles too hot to touch and the fire had spread. Nor could the engineer get into the engine room to shut the power off. The ship was still steaming along at a steady 9 knots, and there was nothing anyone could do about it. Peterson got her pointed at the shore 3 miles off and gave the order to abandon ship. Clambering into a lifeboat and paddling away is something that's hard enough to do when the ship isn't humming along at full cruising speed, and being as a really hot fire was still blazing merrily below decks, the Marhoffer must have been warming up like a wood stove on a frosty morning. Still, the crew and the captain's wife, who was also aboard, got away from the ship safely and retrieved the ship's dog, which had been tossed overboard before the lifeboat was lowered. The boat's made for Fogarty Creek, but a resident there was signaling to them using a red sweater. Interpreting this as a danger signal, it wasn't intended as one, the boats turned away and headed south, past Depot Bay, and had to come in at Whale Cove. There, one of the boats capsized in the surf, and the injured cook was drowned while the other crew members swam to shore. This was the only casualty of the wreck, other than, of course, some fairly bad burns from the fellow with the blowtorch. As for the J. Marhoffer, the ship, now thoroughly and spectacularly on fire, was steaming straight toward the rocks. Word had spread around the town of Depot Bay, and residents had come flocking to the top of the bluff to watch. Still under power and trailing a column of smoke and fire like a volcano, the freighter piled onto the rocks with an enormous crash. The stranded vessel keeled over and burned fiercely for a time. Then she was ripped apart by a massive steam explosion that threw chunks of wood and iron in all directions. Fortunately, none of the spectators were hit, although there is today a piece of iron pipe sticking out of the bluff above that probably came from the wreck. There's a photo of that piece of pipe on the website, and you should check it out. It sticks 6 feet up out of the bluff, and it's probably 2 feet across. It's not a little piece. Today, the ship's boiler can be seen from the highway at low tide. It can even be reached via a rough trail leading down from Highway 101 just north of the entrance to Boiler Bay State Park when the conditions are right and the tide is extremely low. At other times, the spot is utterly inaccessible to anyone lacking the skills and equipment of a Navy SEAL. It's because of this rusty remnant that the little bay here, formerly known as Briggs Landing, is now called Boiler Bay. Well, that is our show for today. This podcast is part of Offbeat Oregon History, a public history resource for the state we love. In addition to this podcast, it includes a weekly newspaper column, a daily RSS feed to catch on your smartphone newsreader, a series of live history shows, a Facebook page, and a couple of other minor components as well. YouTube channel, Tumblr blog, things like that. All of it is accessible through our anchor page at offbeatoregon.com. Visual goodies and other resources that go with today's show can be found at offbeatoregon.com, where you'll also find full citations to the sources for this story, as well as more than 250 other Offbeat Oregon history columns written over the past 5 years since I've been doing these. Like this podcast, those articles are covered under a Creative Commons license. For details of that, see offbeatoregon.com/cc. Our theme music is by the Atlas String Band, atlasstringband.com, and it was written by Carmen Ficarra. I do Offbeat Oregon history for fun and to learn things. I don't ever want it to turn into something I dread, something like a J-O-B. So I don't sell advertising or ask for donations. But if you enjoy the podcast and you'd like to support it, you can always buy a copy of my book. If you enjoy this podcast, I can almost guarantee that you will like the book. It's called Wicked Portland. It's published by the History Press in 2012, and they're available at community bookstores. Or if you like, you can order a signed copy through the store link at offbeatoregon.com. It sells for $20. Finally, if you're ever in the neighborhood near Oregon State University, drop me a line. Maybe we can grab a cup of coffee in the library coffee shop and talk history. I'm Finn at offbeatoregon.com. Our next show will be coming your way around 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. That's Thursday morning. Until then, go out and fill up the rest of today with good stuff. Bye now.